quick follow-up note from our 8 o'clock hour. We had mentioned a product for deterring cats. And we're having a hard time. The company that makes it is called Contact Electronics, but their website does not exist anymore, but the product does. So that just means that they were bought out by somebody else or sold to a bigger manufacturer, and we just got to find now where that is. But you can, it looks like Amazon sells, it looks like there's some on eBay, but it's called Stay Away. Contact, C-O-N-T-E-C-H, Stay Away. And it is a deterrent to keep cats away from an area if you're trying to keep them from scratching in a garden or a sandbox or whatever the case may be. It's a natural deterrent. And they have other really fun products. They've got a motion-activated spray, and anything that walks by, it does a quick three-shot burst, and you can put it up in, you can chain link it, so you can put like four or five of these together if you're trying to create a natural, like a fence barrier that you can do it that way. But it's we're going to do a little research, because now that we have the Rosie on the House e-store, we'll be able to put that listing there and have that here locally for you, the Arizona homeowner. We'll be talking about that a little bit in our 10 o'clock hour right now, but you can get it by just Googling Contact, C-O-N-T-E-C-H, Stay Away, and find a viewer. I'm trying to get caller one up. You got to punch this line one like four times to get it on the air. Let's get to Gary in Tucson at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help?
We placed a colored epoxy on the floor of our garage. We were going to put a clear coating of epoxy over it to protect it, but we were told we shouldn't do that because it would peel and would turn in color, fade. What would you recommend?
What type of epoxy did you put down originally?
Just an epoxy paint that we bought at Home Depot. It's a tan in color, and I'm sorry I can't give you more information than that.
No worries. I would probably advise you to stay away from putting anything on top of it. Epoxy itself is designed to be the finished product, and one of the benefits and selling points and why so many people love to put it in the garage, you have oil stains or tire marks, is just being able to wipe it away and clean it and scrub it and have a new polished floor again. So I would agree that I would probably tell you not to put anything on top of it. If anything, when wet, it's already slippery enough. And this is going to make it a little bit more slippery. But if anything, a wax coat on top as a first line of defense is about all I would do, if anything.
Just a wax coat. All right. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great Arizona weekend. We appreciate the call and enjoy that beautiful Tucson weather. It's beautiful all over the state. Moving further south into Green Valley, let's bring Ken into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. I called because I'm in Green Valley. I bought a house. I'm new to Green Valley, new to the Arizona climate. And it's a ranch-style house built in 95. The back of the house faces north. It's got a tile roof, and the tile roof extends beyond the house, giving me a covered patio the length of the back of the house. And that roof seems to crackle, kind of like, to me, it sounds like expansion and contraction, but it does it all day long in various locations along that roof. And it has me worried that something's going on in the home, or, you know, it's just not something I'm used to coming from the Midwest.
And you said it's a 95.
It was built in 95, yes.
And this is a home you've recently purchased and moved into?
Yes, sir.
Was there a home inspection done?
Yes, yes. And all they found were little minor details that the owner repaired before I moved in. They, you know, they didn't find any attic problems, mm-hmm, or foundation problems, having that kind of thing.
Which is all good. The one very troubling thing is you say it's a tile roof.
Yes, sir.
And did I understand you said the tile goes all the way to the edge over the patio? Generally speaking, you would see a transition from tile to asphalt over the patio slope.
Nope, this is tile.
Tile the whole length?
Yes.
How far does that patio, is that a 10-foot deep patio, 12 feet deep?
It's at least 10.
I don't know that I've ever seen the tile extended all the way through. Well, Ken, welcome to Arizona, and welcome to the new home, and welcome to, you're now, you've obviously found Rosie on the House radio show.
Yes. Well, I used to snowbird here, so I've been listening to you for many years.
Gotcha. Oh, I was going to say,
Saturday morning.
You're about to get introduced into the Rosie on the House referral network of contractors, but that's not true. It sounds like you're probably familiar with it. But I had mentioned them for a leak inspection for a homeowner at the beginning of the program, but I'm going to refer you again to, let me go to rosieonthehouse.com, West Coast Roofing. This is the second time I've referenced them in this hour, so I better get a number here out, save everyone the time from going on. But if you're looking for a contractor, you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click Find a Trusted Contractor, enter the city. Now, I know Green Valley is a little farther south than Tucson, but they do cover that as well. We've got two roofing companies in Tucson. There is Lions Roofing, and they specialize in new roofs, which doesn't sound like is the case, which is why I'm giving you West Coast Roofing for a little bit of an inspection, just to make sure we're structurally sound there. West Coast Roofing, 241-2556. And just make sure everything is safe. But I'm going to tell you, if nothing was found on the home inspection and we haven't had any problems and no structural sounds at the footing and foundation, you're probably okay, but they can give you another inspection for a peace of mind, or maybe identify that, you know, this might be a better option to put a lighter roof over the top of your patio and go to an asphalt for that final slope. The way they build wood-framed homes with tile roofs is there's actually a period of time you think, man, are they ever going to finish anything on that home? But that's the way it's designed. When you see the frame of the home done and tile stacked all over, you're like, what is going on? Well, they have to wait for at least a month before they go any further in the construction. You have to give the wood time to adjust to the weight of the tile that's sitting on the roof. If they went ahead and stuccoed and drywalled underneath, you'd have nails popping and all kinds of problems created that you just have to go back and fix. So they give it this waiting period of time because, really, they should be building with masonry and you don't have to deal with this. That's just an inherent problem with wood. So there may be a weight load issue we need to look at for your roof, Ken. But if it's 95, and it's done like that, I'm going to say it was probably done to code, probably hasn't been re-roofed, and you're probably okay. But get that second inspection for a peace of mind. We appreciate the call, and welcome back to Arizona. Sounds like your snowbird days are just now down to one location in Green Valley, and I tell you, that's a really nice area year-round. You picked a nice location to move to. Let's move now to Mesa and bring Lorraine into the conversation. Welcome, Lorraine.
Hi. I've been having a lot of trouble with sewer gases, and I've been poisoned with sewer gases before till I couldn't even be on the property, and we had to move from another house to this one. But I've already put a couple of feet over the pipe, and I'm still getting sewer gas problems.
Okay. So what Lorraine is talking about is, if you listened last week, we took a call from a homeowner that was in the, if I remember right, Lake Pleasant and 99th Avenue-ish area that had an odor problem, and Rosie had instructed the homeowner to extend the roofing vent. When you look on, if you're standing at your street and you look at your roof, you should see little black plastic ABC pipes sticking out, and every location that there is a drain. And what that's for is exactly that. It's to so the water does drain. If you ever put a straw in a glass of water and put your finger over the top and picked it up, and you see the water doesn't go anywhere until you lift your finger and then it drains, that's like an open straw for your drainage on your home. And they have one of those every place there's a drain, the kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, the showers, the washing machine, the dishwasher. That water has to be able to drain. And a lot of times the dishwasher is just tied into the kitchen sink because they're right there. It's the same drain vent. But anyway, a lot of times the winds that are a little bit higher up on top of your roof create a little bit of a barrier, and it doesn't let the gas evaporate and exhaust out of that. So we tell people that you put a extension over that. Just buy a bigger plastic PVC pipe, put it over that plumbing vent, and that'll bring it up above to where it does exhaust that gas and it doesn't push it back into your home. Lorraine has done that and is still having that problem. Now, that's a rare case. That's about 10% of the time that doesn't solve it. At that time, we go to odor eaters. It's Odor Hog. Jennifer's looking it up, the exact website, but it's a charcoal filter that goes on top of the plumbing vent that then, you know, we're now mechanically solving that problem because we're not naturally doing it by extending the vent. It's got to be charcoal filter, and that pretty much brings us to a 100% success rate.
Odorhog.com.
Odorhog.com. One more item for the e-store. We've got Contech and Odorhog to add that we'll be able to then ship that straight to her door. We're really excited, but we'll save that more the e-store for the next segment. But Odor Eater or Odor Hog?
Odor Hog.
Odorhog.com. Thank you, Gary. Mechanical and live sound effects. Digital and
right. That was digital. Yeah.
That was not.
No. One of the few talents I have is oinking.
Oinking. So we'll get that Odor Hog to you, Lorraine. We appreciate the call. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. We have Howard in Scottsdale wants to talk about lots of roots clinging to a paint solution. We'll find out about that after the break and more at 1-888-767-4348. You can also text to 411-923 or email if you need a picture to help describe the situation. You can email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com.